Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 28, 2020. I'm George Henry. One of the hardest hit states and the original epicenter for the coronavirus is beginning to open up. Washington's Governor Jay Inslee says that activities like hunting, fishing, and golfing can begin again on May 5th. The state to date has had 13,686 cases of the coronavirus and 765 deaths. Inslee says this is not a return to normal, and public gatherings and sporting events and camping are still on the list of restricted things. Can these changes mean a change for Oregon? Florence is continuing to operate according to state and county mandates, and like Washington, there is no indication when normal activities will continue, even though the COVID-19 caseload has been much lower than Washington's. Florence City Manager Aaron Reynolds says that we will slowly see changes in the upcoming weeks, but it will be regulated through state and county mandates.
These are things that city officials are involved in conversations and providing feedback, but ultimately, because this is a public health crisis, we will continue to work at the direction of public health officials and those who have jurisdiction over that matter.
The state has not completely shut down things like hunting, fishing, and golfing, but certain aspects have been made more difficult. The Port of Sayulaw's boat launch has been closed for weeks, making it necessary for boaters to launch from other access points if they wish to fish on the river or on the ocean. 43 new reported cases of the coronavirus have been added to the state list. Those numbers also include one more death, raising that number to 92. The latest fatality is that of a 91-year-old Washington County woman with underlying health conditions. In Lane County, there were no new cases reported yesterday. The last new case for Lane County was on Thursday. The county total stands at 50. Lane County public health officials are saying that there are currently no coronavirus hospitalizations. The city of Florence can legally move forward with public meetings and hearings by teleconference, video, or through other electronic methods. This does not eliminate the need for public input, but rather changes the way that input is received. Interested citizens with comments or questions can submit written ones through email to the city recorder's office or by mailing them to the city hall or dropping them off in the drop box in front of city hall. Verbal testimony can also happen if an online speaker's card is filled out at least 1 hour prior to the meeting. Information regarding the procedures are available on the city's website at ci.florence.or.us. One part of the governor's Phase 1 reopening of the state will occur on Friday as hospitals can resume non-emergency procedures. That is currently the only portion of Phase 1 that will be enacted. There is still some work to be done in order to open child care facilities, restaurants, bars, and workout facilities. Those plans could be released later this week with a more definite timeline, but will likely be next week or the week after before definitive plans are revealed. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 28, 2020.